This interview is taken from the latest episode of the Love the Jumps podcast.
So we're, what, 2 and a bit weeks now, Colin? Are you more or less where you want to be in terms of, you know, things coming together?
Yeah, the training of the horses, they've all had their prep runs. You know, we've done plenty of work with the ones that haven't run since Christmas. We just do our bog standard, you know, 3 days a week they go faster, and the other 2 days canter and go on the sand.
You know, you've had a reasonable run in terms of, you know, getting prep runs into things. There hasn't been a whole stack of abandonments. Has that made it easier?
I don't know if it's easier. We've had some very good prep races for our big ones. No two ways about that. The Kew Card and Native River had the right races. And there's plenty of money being won, and they haven't had hard races. No, we've got a good run-up. You know, we're bound to get the disappointments of one or two not making it, and Thistlecrack was a disappointment, but there's not much wrong with him at all, and I'm sure he'll be back for next season, and he's been brilliant for us for the last 2 years, so we've got to look at it like that.
And two huge bullets to fire at the Gold Cup. I mean, Native River's been an extraordinary story this year.
Yeah, progressive, isn't he? We saw something last time he ran that we haven't seen before. Well, we've seen it in the Hennessy and in the Welsh National. He can go clear, but we went clear six out, and it was Richard Johnson what instigated the idea. Hold on to him a lot longer, and then you can use that burst at the end of a race.
Great to know, I mean, because he's won in big fields. And one thing we know about the Gold Cup is there's going to be no hanging about.
No, he's got the pace to make it in a Hennessy, which is ultimately is a, you know, Hennessy is a fast pace. They kick off there at Newbury down that back straight as fast as you go in any fences, and he got the front easily. I won't say easily, he got there anyway. He's not a slow horse.
And Kew Card, it would be lovely to exercise the ghost, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. He was, you know, we've got to just turn a blind eye to this 11 years old. He was as good as he ever been last time. He needed to beat those last Saturday, but he showed us that he still jumped fluidly and flamboyantly, jumped better probably than he has for some time, and just came away. It's a lovely prep race for him.
How do you see the Gold Cup?
I think there's going to be more runners now. Thistlecrack's out. I think there'll be 14, my guess. It'll be a headlong gallop. And on the given day, there's horses what run in a Gold Cup who get placed in Gold Cups who'd never actually win anywhere else. It's a unique race. We've got the first two favourites, but they've got to run right to their best to hold off any of the other runners.
And talk briefly about the rest of them. Have you reached the stage now where you know what you want to run? It's just a question there's some decisions made about what will run where.
Yeah, all the time. There's half of them I don't know where they're going to go. Half of them are entered in two races and they're in there to the 5 day stage. We don't know about Fox Norton, whether he's going to go 2 miles or Ryanair. We don't know with Finnegan's Oscar. You would have thought 2.5 would have been a best race, but I don't know. Champion Hurdles horses have won that in the past, so it's not straightforward. We'll have to get our head around it. Before the next payday, we'll have to get on the owners and start sorting out what we're going to do.
But these novices are exciting you, aren't they? I just look at you and I look at Joe. There's a spring in both of your steps.
Yeah. Well, we still got to get there and win them, haven't we? It's lovely to have these. You know, we've set out any handicapper at Christmas. We haven't run since, because if they were high enough in the handicap to get in, we've given them a bit of a break to have a go at the spring festivals. It's something we do all the time. You're never that far away from winning a Cheltenham race. Sometimes you can go there. You never should be afraid of getting beaten there either, because it's the ultimate of racing. And as long as you come back fit and sound, we'll be happy.
Colin Tizard, Gold Cup winning trainer, rolls beautifully off the tongue. What would it mean?
Well, it would be the accolade what we remember forever, won't it? I can remember going to as a young farmer with the young farmers, going to Cheltenham and watching Pendle. Dickler boiling it up, and Captain Christie, you know, his Gold Cup horses, and very nice for me to do it.
To hear more interviews like this, just head over to the main Love the Jumps channel for the full podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcasting platform. Just search for Love the Jumps.